Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Oye, and I got something to say. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Oye the Shepherd, and I am here to come to you guys, and we could talk about coming to peace with things. We got to talk about coming to terms when things close in our lives. So I was sitting here, and I was thinking, like, man, coming to peace is not an easy thing. Basically, like, I gotta really ask you this question. Have you ever been at war with yourself? Like, you ever had to get to a point where you had to sit and make a choice and decide if your choice is the best choice for yourself? That's a war with yourself. Because no matter the circumstance, every situation is a war, a battle with oneself. If you're quitting a job, beginning or ending a relationship with a family or friends, any type of change, can it be accepted without the battle? Or will we always bend and deal with the tolerance, you know, accept what one cannot change? Everything comes to an end at some point. Is this what life truly is? Like, I feel like in a world full of chaos, we gotta somewhere plant our feet 10 toes down. And we gotta get to a mental understanding that the battle that we're having in our mind about the things that we want is really just a battle with ourselves on taking a risk. We don't take enough risk in life. And that's stepping out on faith and believing in faith. Do you really have faith? Coming to peace and realizing that you depend on faith and that you're not truly in control. It's all a vibration, an energy that's projecting you, if you allow yourself to, get you where you're going. I know, like, I remember when I was younger, right? I know for a fact I have an ability. It works in my favor all the time. So when I was younger, I worked at McDonald's. I had been working at McDonald's since the eighth grade. So we must remember that I'm a little older than everybody that I was in the eighth grade with back then. That was like the 87 group. And if I'm born in 85 and they born in 87, I was 2 years older than them. So, I was working while we were in the eighth grade. So doing that was like such a pleasure. But when I got done and I said I didn't want to do it no more, I said I needed to find a job as a manager. And I got a job as a manager at the Sweet Factory downtown in Tower City. Crazy, right? I'm a freaking fresh senior in high school. I quit my McDonald's job and I get a job as a manager. And the first thing they told me, I needed to quit school. And I was like, y'all funny. Y'all so funny. It's not happening. Like, I'm not quitting school just so I could be a part of your 9-to-5. Like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. So, I told the job that it wasn't going to work out because I'm not, first off, I am making a choice for myself, okay, one, to work this job. And if I'm making this choice to work this job, I obviously have some type of thing that I'm also doing too in the background, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all fully aware of me being in high school, but you want me to quit to work your job full time? Absolutely not. I'm going to finish something in my life, and that's when I first start coming to peace with me gathering things in my life. I wanted to finish high school so I didn't have to meet high school again down the road, because, you know, truth be told, y'all, like, I'm the first graduate, that first high school graduate in my family, like, from my mom. Like, I'm the first high school graduate. So, yeah, like, it's a lot of pressure being who I am, you know what I'm saying, to succeed. So, I'm constantly in a battle with myself. Am I making the right choices? Am I doing what's best for me? How do I know what's best for me? I don't know what's best for me. All type of stuff. Or do I really want to quit this job? Because I've quit a lot of jobs. Like, if I go in and I be like, I ain't here for this. I'm not doing this. I quit. I can tell y'all, it's a number of people out here that know me. I've quit a job. Like, forget this. All this. This don't matter. Because I get tired of being in a battle with myself. One, because A, everybody want to be a chief, and everybody don't want to be an Indian. Motherfucker, you got to crawl before you walk. So how the fuck you going to think you going to sit up here and be a chief and you ain't crawled to be the Indian yet? And then, even if for the ones that do come in as Indians, cool. Because you mastered. You're mastering your craft. And for the ones that's coming in as chief, you've mastered your craft. You know what I'm saying? So they see you as a leader, which is cool. Which is cool. And I've only been accepting because a lot of jobs that I've been at, I've been boasted up in a matter of months, because they see my potential. They see my potential. But my battle with jobs come along when they want something done and I'm resistant because I'm like, no, that don't make no freaking sense. Like, I remember when I quit Ocean Dental. And I, first off, let me be clear. It's two Ocean Dentals in Northeast Ohio in Cleveland. It was one on Euclid and one on Denison. Now, I was already from the west side. I didn't want to work on the west side. So I worked on the east side. And I knew it was a risk because I would be running into a lot more people from like schools and stuff. And I don't remember a lot of people. And that's what would be my risk because my memory is a little shot. So when I got there, I was in a good place. I'm like, I like it here. You know what I'm saying? I like the coworkers. Like, y'all, we living our best lives. And I bonded with those coworkers. Like, I enjoy being with those coworkers. Like, if I could have those all that whole group again, I would. In fact, I did get them again. I did. I got some of them. I didn't get all of them. But if I would do it again, I would. So as we going on and I realized that this is such a great crew, I say we're about like February in, and I'm watching the schedule and stuff, and we had dropped down to like two sides. We had a hygiene and a dental side. We kept it real minimum. And I'm like, dang, we getting rid of a lot. A lot is happening around me. And I don't like that. Because when a lot of stuff happening around me, I know stuff is coming to an end. And people say, no, 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 that's not true. But I've experienced this too many times to know that it is. Okay? So this is why I say I constantly be at war with myself. When I was working for Dental Works, and Anthony Spann was over it at the time. And all of a sudden, things just start changing. And I'm like, ugh. I don't like that. So I thought we had like what was called consistency. And there's no such thing as consistency. Because when a new boss or owner comes in, they just switch titles. The job don't switch. So when all this change is starting and you look and you like, man, why we changing shit? Like, we had shit so long the same way. Why we changing it? I'm not accustomed to change. Like, in the job. Because why you changing what worked for so long? Okay, I get it. This your business. This your world, squirrel. I don't know nothing about it. Let me get out here and get my own business so I can find out. And that's just where I was. And the part that makes me proud to say today, June, the 8th? Yeah, June 8th. Today, June 8th, y'all. June 8th. We already 8 episodes in with It's Oye, and I got something to say. And I started my craft business last year in August. In dedication to my grandmother. I'm 2 months away from my 1 year anniversary. 1 year. If I know it, the universe has truly provided for me, so I don't battle with change. I accept it. So I don't have to be at war with myself. And I can come to the peace and understand that the only thing constant in life is change. And every day we taking risks to go out here to make these changes, to affect this world, to allow this world to have these absolutely great people that are us be in it and be able to live comfortably. Now, you could almost say like, oh yeah, you know, you had some great jobs, da 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 da, but I'm not living comfortably, okay? Now, y'all may be like, oh girl, like you bougie, whatever, okay? I need my big house with my multiple bedrooms so my kids can have their own space. I need my big basement. That could be my craft room. You know what I'm saying? I need my multiple bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? I need all that stuff. So in order for me to live the lifestyle that I want, I got to go out and get my stuff in a different way. So I got to establish myself with many titles. Not just one title, many titles. Many titles. Because today, I am Oye. Okay? Tomorrow, excuse me. Tomorrow, I may be Latoya. Okay? And then the next day, I may be Toya. I don't know. All these different Toyas ain't the same Toya. See, the Latoya that started the custom love design business in August of 2019, that's the chick who's going to be celebrating 1 year. The Toya that started the video blog back in March, that's going to be the Toya that's going to celebrate from that. And the Oye that started this podcast, that's going to be the Toya that celebrate that. Now, if I have to get another job to incorporate all these other mini jobs that I'm doing, okay, that's just what has to happen because I'm trying to get somewhere. Okay, now that doesn't mean I have to abide by your rules because I already got three things working in my favor. Why would I allow you to tell me what to do? But that's me. That's me. And I believe the universe will provide. It's going to take care of all those things and they're going to be an income. They're going to be an income. As soon as y'all, I'm telling you, as soon as I get my podcast out to more people, y'all, I am starting to come to peace with that I got to put in a little work before I can get people where I need them to be. And that's what I understand. Because when I first started the custom love design business, I battled with myself to put product out. I let people tell me, everybody, oh, I'm going to get this. And then when it was time to pick up their gifts and get their stuff, everybody ghosted me. Everybody put me on pause. Nobody answered my phone calls, my messages. Everybody just stopped. Until I got to the point and stopped, I said, no, I'm not conducting business like this. I'm not. So now there is a deposit. There is a deposit. And in order for you to get your stuff, I need the deposit up front. Because I'm getting tired of being played. And that's the new battle, y'all. That's the new battle I'm building myself. Always feeling like I'm being played. If you gonna buy from me, buy from me. My bracelets are full of love and passion and care. And they're done with a heart of gratefulness and blessed and thankful. Like, I sage you. I plalo santa. I'm getting these. I'm bringing you nothing but pure energy when you put those suckers on. You feel good in who you are. Why would I do you a disservice? I'm only doing you a service. You're buying into my creativity. And I appreciate that. That's why when you guys listen to the podcast, and I'm trying to come with topics that I hope is hitting y'all where y'all feel it. Because y'all definitely was feeling that I am toxic one. And that was the eighth episode. And it's the ninth. And it's coming to peace with that being at war with yourself. We have to understand that we are putting ourselves in a lot of situations that we necessarily do not have to. We do not have to. We only do it because we feel like, oh, people views and people say this and people say that. No, let's stop that. Let's break these skewed thoughts from skewed perceptions and start getting to our real thing. Okay? Why do you feel like you need to do things to make other people happy? You don't think you're going to be happy? You don't think you can make your kids happy just being you? Oh, you have a problem with her because she's not acting right. Got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know what? This is the thing. You'll deal with her when you want to deal with her, but you only want to deal with her because she got your kids. No. Both of y'all know. Okay? If you want to be by yourself, be by your motherfucking self. Okay? Deal with that. And then deal with your kids. Okay? And then if you want to put your neck, because I'm against the oppressors, okay? And no, you're not about to put your foot on my neck because I got kids with you and you think I'm supposed to stay with you. No. Is this not why we fighting against is this not our greater cause to create unity? Why would you oppress somebody with their own kids? They're their kids. Give them damn kids. They're theirs. Just because they don't want to be in a relationship with you don't mean that you got the right to take the kids away. People, y'all need to understand, okay? This is why I say we at a war with ourselves. We think that we supposed to live this certain type of lifestyle because that's what they told us that we needed to. But we don't, y'all. We don't. You can follow your own dreams and be at peace with yourself. Just do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. There is absolutely no other way to do it. Absolutely not. I don't care who you ask out here, okay? These musicians that are famous, these actors that are famous, these sportsmen that are famous, they're all going to say, I just did what I wanted to do. Nobody's going to defer from that. I just did what I wanted to do. The only person that'll defer from that probably is you, because you're not doing what you want to do. You're doing what you have to do. Sorry, I just got a text message, kind of distracted me too. Like, anywho, so that's what we got to start doing for ourselves, going after what we want. If we go after our wants and dreams and hopes and desires, y'all, I am a true person to believe this, y'all. Like, I've been provided for. I am immensely grateful for everything that I have been blessed with over this last year, because I haven't had a job. I haven't. I've depended on my custom love design business. And orders come in every once in a while. I get a hot period around like Sweetest Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas. What else? I had a hot period right before the pandemic. That's when everybody was buying their waist beads for the summer so they can get their stuff, get tight, get it right. And then all of a sudden, pandemic, and we all put on 15 pounds sitting in the house for the last 3 months. All I'm saying is, y'all, we got to start coming to peace with ourselves, coming to terms with who we are, accepting who you are. This is why I say you have to know yourself. Know yourself and what you will and will not take. We're not just out here taking anything anymore. Put your foot down. Say something. Go against the resistance. And the resistance is the people telling you that you should do this. That's why you got to be more risk takers. Risk takers. People will tell you that they can't. They'll be like, oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you. That's right. You're not me. So I am going to do it. That's why I'm going to do it, because you're not me. So if you're going to do, it's either you're going to do it or you're not. And since you already say that you wouldn't do it, I'm not going to sit here and deal with the fact that you're going to try to do it. I'm not doing that. So therefore, it's not something that I'm going to do. It's not. Like, I am not going to do that. I'm not. So therefore, if you're going to do it, you need to find yourself to a point where you're going to do it. To a comfortable point where you're going to do it. You cannot sit and think that I'm doing this because out of pure, you know, I love them and this, that, and the other. Because half the time, it ain't love. It ain't love. It ain't love. It's just an obligation. That's what it becomes, an obligation. And you got to learn to pick your battles. You going to be in battles with yourself in relationships, with family and friends? No. Like, if you, okay, say you got a friendship, right? And the friendship has been going on for a really, really long time. So y'all thick as thieves, y'all A1 day ones, y'all BFFs forever, right? And then all of a sudden, one of the friends go down. What would be the battle? Is it that one went down, or that they both went down together because they're friends? To me, the battle was truthfully that one went down. One went down. And when one down, Is everybody around? No, not at all.
But then I be sitting up there, but like, these are people I've called my friends. And then I gotta look and reevaluate, like, so were they really your friends? Because you going through this and I don't see very many people around you. Like, this is some of the stuff that I battle with. Like, I know y'all gotta battle with stuff too. That's why I be wanting y'all to, you know, message me or like feedback. Leave a message. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Hit up my Instagram. I have Oye the Shepherd. That's OYATHASHEPHERD. It's for my podcast. Put some DMs in there if you got some things to say. I'm okay. I accept constructive criticism. I can accept that. It doesn't hurt my feelings. It doesn't do anything for me. It definitely only helps me to make better content because I want you guys to buy into who I am. Now, as I'm trying to come to peace with who I am now, because who I am now and who I was the first 34 years of my life ain't the same person. It's not. And I really try to get people to understand that. Like, me and who I was then, we not the same person. This person is stronger. This person is don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. That's the thing. I care too much. Now I don't care at all. If somebody's feelings is hurt about me saying something or expressing something, I'm sorry that your feelings is hurt that I stated something that was true about you. But I didn't hurt your feelings. They were already hurt. Like, I that's why I said I'm coming to grips with who I am. Like, I'm coming to that peace and that blissful state because y'all, like, so much has changed in my life. And I'm not battling with myself anymore. There are no questions, are you sure you want to do this anymore? It's either I'm doing it or I'm not. It ain't no gray area. It's black and then it's white. It's either I'm doing it or I'm not. So therefore, I know a lot of things is it's either I'm doing it or I'm not. I go out here every day, and manifest the lifestyle that I want. Today, I'm going to do the same thing. That's why I'm on here right now with y'all on this podcast, because I'm manifesting my podcast turning into something great. I would like a group conversation style. I want a whole, like, a whole little section in my house to set up as a podcast. I want my podcast to be up there with Expeditiously. And I talk about the same things. The same exact things. It's just all in who buys into you. So now I'm just trying to get my word out. And that's just all I'm trying to do. I know, like, it could get a little on the exhausting side sometimes going after what you want because you begin to think like, oh, no, I got to let things go and I can't have the lifestyle that I can have. Let everything go. When it's time for you to change your life, you got to let everything go. Everything. When you come into peace with everything, let everything go. I start from scratch, whatever. Like, you gotta go after the things you want. And you know, like one thing I noticed that if you let everything go, you gotta let your whole world fall down. Right? And this is you ending the battle within yourself. You gotta let your whole world fall down. And as your whole world falling down, you just have to believe in your heart that it is okay. My new world coming. I don't know how long it's gonna be. I don't know how much I have to heal myself in order to get to it, but I know it's coming. I know my new world is coming. If I told y'all I was like, oh, I'm getting rid of everything. I said everything, y'all, everything. Our house that we stayed in for 3 years, I'm getting rid of all that, and we bought that. I'm letting all that go just so I could go after what I want to do. I could stay up here in Ohio and be like, yeah, I'm going to live here because we broken up. I'm going to live in this house and everything going to be. Nope, not going to happen. That ain't LaToya. That ain't Oye. Okay? This is me coming to peace with myself. I ain't living in this house. I'm about to move out of town. Get away from you and go get my life together somewhere else. And I ain't running. This is definitely not a run because he's going to have to see his kids. So that means he's going to have to see me. Either I'm going to have to bring them up here. They're going to have to come down there. Or whichever. Go up there. However it go. Nigga, you're going to see my face. You're going to see my face. So what I need you to understand is that I'm living my best life. I swear Lil Duval said it the best when he was on Expeditiously. And he said, man, I just live every day. Free. And that's what we got to start doing. We got to be free with ourselves because we got all these restrictions because we can't do this and we can't do that. And why not? Who said we couldn't? Huh? Who said we could not? So if all in all, everything that we set out to do, and then people tell us that we can't, who are you? Are you God himself? You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if it's a woman. God could be a woman. Are you God himself? Because we live in a world of him, her, she, and all this other acronyms and stuff. But if you're not that, you can't tell me what I can do and what I can and cannot do. Like, you can't. You're not my mama. Not my daddy. Even my mom and my daddy can't tell me what to do. Not at all. So once y'all get to a point in your life where you feel like, okay, it's either I'm going to tear my own tower down or we're going to burn this bitch down together, you and me. And we both going to walk away here whole and okay with the next stage of life. Because right now I've been experiencing a lot of people who are telling me like, oh my goodness, like what you said has been so helpful. Because I tell people flat out, like you need to tell people how you feel. Tell them how you feel flat out. And if they ain't trying to listen, they ain't here for you from jump. And if they listen, okay, you got something that you got some wiggle room. Like y'all, I watched somebody basically tear their whole relationship down. They was down to get married this year, everything. Married this year. He said, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do this. He was like, I went to jail. I ain't come out of jail for you to come agging at me, yelling at me, screaming at me, talking about the kids. None of that. I love my kids because I had them. But you, we're done. I was so proud. I was so proud. Now, I don't feel like I broke up a relationship. He had an awakening moment. I didn't make him wake up. I told somebody my views on what they said about him and voiced my opinion on what they should do. And when he told me that he did exactly what you said that he was going to do, I knew it. I knew it already because he wasn't there. How you get married and you got a side chick? Nigga, you ain't there. You need to stop what you're doing. Take a step back and go do that bachelor thing that you want to do. And that's okay. Because if she gonna be riding for you because she love you, she gonna let you do what you need to do to come back to her with a purpose and to be happy. But if she don't want to be with you because you out here doing all these things with women, she wasn't there for you in the first place. One will accept the man so that they can have somebody to come home to. The other will understand him because you have to understand that everybody is struggling with some sort of something and everybody needs their own space. See, we go from living in a house with our family to living in a house with trying to live by ourselves, but then we get a boyfriend or a girlfriend and all of a sudden we got somebody else in the house we living with and then we living with different people on and off. No, I don't want all that energy changing shit. Hell no. No, move on. Move on. I don't want to do that. I want to find me. And if I got a little interest that's with me while I'm finding me, and then all of a sudden, after me finding me, things are still good, and then we wind up getting married off of it, Thank the God, because you stayed by my side when stuff was bad and I was all out here lost. You such a great person. Like, that's what we must understand as a people. We need to start allowing people to be who they are. Be who you are. That's why I said, do what you want to do. Come to peace with who you are. Come to peace with what you want to do. Stop battling yourself on things that you want to do. Like, you want to do it. Why are you not doing it? All because of you think about what somebody else is going to say? Say what you going to say, because I'm doing me. But y'all, it's Oye, and I got something to say. This is Oye the Shepherd, and I'm going to get ready to close this episode. It's been such a pleasure going off on these. I hate that I feel like they starting to sound like rants, but I do listen to my own stuff. So if you ever feel like there is something you want to say, say it. Like, I'm not opposed to any type of communication. Yo, you can catch my YouTube page. I have a YouTube page. My name is Latoya Shepherd. That's S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. And it's Oye TV. And I think I'm a piggyback off of my title for it. It's Oye and I Got Something to Say, the podcast. And put it on my YouTube now. Because now I feel like I need to change more and kind of associate my brands together and put my brands together. And then that way it becomes this great brand. You know what I'm saying? This mega brand. So it's been such a pleasure to talk to you guys. I'm very elated that you guys are still listening. I see that I am growing viewers as the days go by. Please go listen to all of them. Do not skip over Better Way. Because, hey, there has to be a better way. I don't know about y'all, but I feel unity coming in the world. I feel a connection. I can feel the connection. So, therefore, if I said that we need to find a better way, and now that we're having connections minus the rioting, have we found our better way? I'm just saying. You guys, please go listen to my podcast. It's Oye. I Got Something to Say. Check out the previous 8 episodes because I'm coming to you. I think I'm going to go 50 in for the first season. No, you know what? I should go 100 in for the first season. That's what I'm going to go 100 in for the first season. But so by the end of this year, we're going to be 100 episodes in. So I need about 90 more things to talk about, y'all. But we're going to figure that out as each day go by, y'all. You guys be blessed. Stay true to who you are. Go after the things you want. I swear the universe will provide.